country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon radio show. James Kelso here on a Tuesday. Last day in April, April 30th. Oh, boy. It's winding down. 2024. And we're on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 512-248-8252. In the old time, your heart desires. The news looks pretty good here today. And I'll start out with this one. This is pretty big and pretty good. I talk about the Donald Trump stock. Specifically, it's only limited to truthsocial.com. He has plenty of other properties and so on. This is just one of Donald Trump's properties, truthsocial.com, which I think that's the cat's meow. Well, today, that stock rose. It rose to, well, $49.93. Let's just call that a 7 cents shy of $50. It went to $50 today. And that was an increase today per share of $3.25. So if you just owned one share of the stock, you got enough to buy a cheap hamburger. $3.25 on that one share. But Donald Trump owns 115 million shares of DJT on the NASDAQ exchange. He made today $375 million. Not bad. And that's passive income. He didn't even have to break a sweat. He had to endure worse than sweating, but $375 million today. And his total stake, this is my, you know, back of the napkin calculations here. His total stake in TruthSocial.com rose to a worth of $5.75 billion. Oh, my goodness. That is wonderful. And, you know, think of this in the context of this clown judge, using the term loosely, Engoron, who valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. What a financial nincompoop. Well, Engoron sort of rhymes with moron. Mar-a-Lago is worth $1 billion, not $18 million. And remember that the Letitia James case was that Donald Trump was overvaluing his properties in applying for loans, standard thing that a big tycoon does. So, for instance, in a standard loan to Donald Trump would be one from Deutsche Bank. And, of course, what you say you're worth is of no consequence to any bank. I mean, it's like, hey, talk is cheap. You know, show me the money. The bank doesn't care if you say you're worth this or you're worth that. They check themselves. They're very smart people. And they have people who are very astute at figuring out what something's worth. And they don't go for overvaluing things. They don't overvalue them, and they don't. So this is the crime. He overvalued his properties. What? And now here's the poetic justice. Engeron has played some part in the rise in the value of TruthSocial.com. Engeron has helped boost Donald Trump with all his lies and his, what was his, $500 million penalty? And you can't do business in the state of New York. And we're going to put in a receiver who's going to manage your properties, who's a communist. We'll put a communist in running all your properties. And your boys, Eric and Don Jr., they can't run the properties either or the business. What insanity. People are fleeing New York as fast as they can get the hell out of there. And people who were thinking of someday moving to New York change their minds. Business is leaving. Anyway, but the irony is that today, in one day, thank you, Judge Moron, Donald Trump made $375 million today. And he's made hundreds of millions more since your stupid decision, Engeron. Anyway, so that was a nice twist. Let me put it in frames, frame it for each of us. As on January 12th, any of us could have bought one share of DJT for $17. So you could have 10 shares for $170. Pretty easy. For let's see, if you invested $1,700, you'd have 100 shares of Donald Trump's media company. It's worth $50 today. Your $17 a share would have risen by $33, or 300% in 3.5 months. You would have had a return on investment of 300%. Not too shabby. All right. So that's kind of fun, isn't it? All right. Now, here's another piece of fun. This is a recording that the president put out today. I just listened to it 3 times just now. He put it out 2 hours ago. Let me hit refresh and make sure there's nothing even newer on the horizon. Okay, yeah, this is the newest thing, put out 2 hours ago. Listen to this. Savor this. Every word is beautiful. And now this is a Donald Trump talking to us today with a musical backdrop. About that. There's kind of a tempo to it. It is music that you're hearing. Listen and enjoy. Sent out to us today. And what's the graphic? There's a graphic on here. Okay, I'm not sure it's a. All right, but here it is. This is mainly an audio file.
Final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Wow. Now, the graphic that you couldn't see, I hope you couldn't see it there listening to your radio, but it's just a picture of Donald Trump with a very determined look on his face in his usual suit, walking down a hallway towards the camera. And with the camera, there's a moving shot. Cameras on a, you know, I've forgotten now from my film school days. Is it a dolly? And so the camera's moving with the president. And it's beautiful. I'm going to play it again because every word is very powerful. Listen to this. Oops.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state.
This is the final battle. I'm loving that. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. There's a lot of alliteration in this piece by the president.
We will expel the warmongers from our government.
We will expel the warmongers from our government. Expel these bastards. Expel the warmongers. I hope that includes Lindsey Graham. We will expel them from the government. What's the next group that the president will address?
We will drive out the globalists.
We will drive out the globalists.
Cast out the communists.
We will cast out the communists. I love it.
Marxists and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class
that hates our country. Could an oration get any more powerful than this?
We will rout the fake news media.
Are you listening, fake news media? You're going to be routed. While we're at it, how about reamed? You will be routed.
And we will liberate America from these villains.
Do you have any doubt that this is Trump 2.0, that Donald Trump has experienced an epiphany over these, how many years since he came down the escalator in 2015, he's learned a lot.
Once and for all.
Wow. Is that a cello or a bass somebody's playing there? Beautiful. And then the last words themselves. Hugely powerful. Once and for all. The entire piece has an apocalyptic, cataclysmic overturn the tables quality to it. There's no pussyfoot, no kissy face, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Beautiful. Once and for all. See, that's what the president is saying. I'm going to come in and we're going to do such a job on the communists that they're never going to get up again. We're going to take back our country, not for a four-year hiatus from the communist advance, a four-year respite, 4 years of breathing room. No. Once and for all, we're going to put them out of business, period, permanently. I'm loving it. And, you know, he's not just blowing smoke. As he says that, he has in the back of his mind exactly how he will lead that charge. Wonderful. All right, let's go to another. That's just one Trump or one post, one truth at truthsocial.com. Now worth $5.75 billion. All right. I'll skip. He's got one here called Biden's Campus Chaos. That's a video that I could play, and I'll just skip that one. Maybe come back to it. Here's one. Let's go to the next one. Now this one he put up 3 hours ago, and I don't know if this is a piece of a Photoshop, a bit of Adobe, or is this actually a magazine cover that's coming up? It purports to be the cover, an upcoming cover of Time magazine. And the headline, there's a picture of the president with that same stern face, that I mean business face, sitting on a high stool with one foot on the ground and looking at you, a three-quarters view looking at you, the kind of suit only Donald Trump wears. And it's dated May 27th, 2024. Does that mean this is an upcoming actual issue of Time magazine? Because the headline, the title of this is the cover. It says, if he wins. That's the banner. If he wins, by Eric Cortellesa. So is Time magazine running this? And do they have a guy named Eric Cortellesa who's written an essay, If He Wins? Now, of course, we know. Come on. Of course, it's a hit piece. It will be a hit piece because it's in Time magazine. Is this an upcoming issue? And of course, Time magazine becomes less and less relevant to anything. Let me type in the name of the author here, Eric Cortellesa. Eric I'm just not close enough to it. How's that better? How's that? Okay, yeah, I just got closer to my mic. And I'll turn up my gain just a wee bit. There you go. Eric Cortellesa, Time magazine. Time, If He Wins. This might just be Photoshop, but this is pretty interesting. Let's see if it's an actual article. Yes. It's a cover story. And here is the story behind this cover story. Let's read the article. It looks like the enemy is kind of if he wins. Sounds like they're shaking in their boots, wetting their pants. And it says, come on, get to the point. Trump has sat with Time journalists regularly for extensive interviews since he announced he was running for president in 2015. You'll find published in Time today, this is this issue, the feature profile that resulted from our two recent interviews with Trump, as well as a full transcript and analysis of his remarks. Wow. None of us subscribe to Time, but interesting in passing. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy.
Here we are doing our thing, and of course we're not just white boys. We're all kinds of people. And, you know, the Trump train is not a white thing. It is a populist thing. And there, you know, Ben Carson, not exactly a white boy looking for a place to do his thing. He's a Trumper, and he's a great one. And so the Trump revolution, the MAGA movement, is salvation for the white race. It is, you know, it is our chance to ensure our survival. But it is also salvation for everybody else, for all good people. It's not salvation for Chuck U. Schumer. And by the way, Chuck U. Schumer. And that's, of course, why they're freaking out, or Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of them. All of them bad, bad people who want to do harm to all freedom-loving, all honest, all productive, all wholesome people of every race and every description. These rats hate all of them. And we're included in that. So, and this is one of the great things that Donald Trump has done. He has not, you know, some kind of a campaign that says, you know, a campaign for white people is going to take off like a lead balloon. In fact, it's been taking off like a lead balloon for half a century. What Donald Trump has done is a Make America Great Again movement, not based exclusively on white people, but just as friendly and just as vital to, I'll use Ben Carson to epitomize, that Donald Trump has hit upon a movement that is a populist movement, a nationalist movement, patriotic movement, and it covers everybody who is actually, has been part of building America. Doesn't cover the invaders. It's not designed for the how many? 15 million, maybe more, invaders brought in by Chuck Yu, Schumer, and friends, Joe Biden, James Biden, totally the most corrupt, the most evil crime syndicate ever to disgrace America. All right, let's take a look here at, here's a nice former president, this is at the National Pulse, which is a patriotic website. Former President Donald J. Trump says he would consider a pardon for each of the January 6 defendants, either currently imprisoned or being prosecuted by the Biden government. The former president made the commitment during a recent interview, lamenting what he sees as a two-tier justice system. And then there's a lot of detail to, but the big headline, the takeaway is Donald Trump is going there. He's not pulling any punches. I'll pardon everybody. And that would be that's the right thing to do. Here is the interview that Donald Trump did with Time Magazine. The full text of it is up, and so you can read that. Let me just scroll through here. Let's see. Just grab something at random here. Here we go. The questioner says, let's shift to the economy, sir. You have floated a 10% tariff on all imports and a more than 60% tariff on Chinese imports. Can I just ask you now, is that your plan? Trump. It may be. Again. It may be more than that.
When a timber cracked and men started okay. crying. Manners
I'm liking that.
Hearts beat fast.
We'll be right back.
Thought that they'd breathe their last, Seth Johns. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7-10. With coffee cup in hand, wake up with the Liberty Man. Highly qualified guests share their knowledge with the callers Monday through Friday. His website is second to none. It's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything right there. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in weekdays on RBN. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in weekdays on RBN.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Just my children and my wife, from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA.
You know, I'll tell you what, the president is just, this man is he's a phenomenon, isn't he? I'm just going through posts he's put up today, just dozens and dozens of beautiful posts. And here's one that he put up 7 hours ago. This judge, he's talking about Juan Miguel. Who can ever remember his name? Marchon. This judge has taken away my constitutional right to free speech. I am the only presidential candidate in history to be gagged. This whole trial, in ironic quotation marks, is rigged. And by taking away my freedom of speech, this highly conflicted judge is rigging the presidential election of 2024. And then he also writes, now I like this. Remember, he's been gagged. He's not allowed to speak, talk about the judge, not allowed to talk about the prosecutor. You know, know what the president says to that? Suck on this. Here's what he says. This is a total witch hunt. Hours of sitting down and listening to nothing except lies. The trial is going like a speeding bullet because the judge is working hard to make all of his friends happy. Merchan is rigged, crooked, and above all, and without question, conflicted. It's a disgrace to our country. Remember, Merchan is from Colombia. And, you know, what's the what is the background? Somebody from Colombia, what do Colombians have as a judicial system? What is the tradition there in Colombia? Every judge is corrupt. Every judge is bought. Colombia is one big giant cartel, like Mexico. It's a disgrace to our country. They've taken away my right to free speech. Now here's the president coming out from, I believe this is today, coming out from this bogus trial.
Okay, thank you very much. This gag order is not only unique, it's totally unconstitutional. I'm the Republican candidate for President of the United States. I received this honor in record time. Nobody's ever gone faster. It's never happened. Nobody's ever got the numbers that we got. And I'm sitting in a courthouse all day long listening to this stuff. And everybody knows, as far as everybody is concerned, if you read the great legal scholars and experts, everybody said this is a trial that is nonsense. It should have never been brought. That's showing loud and clear. You have a judge who's totally conflicted, totally, absolutely conflicted, that he's rushing this case through. I'll tell you what, somebody just told me they've never sat for such a long period of time in a courthouse before. It's ridiculous. I'm supposed to be in Georgia. I'm supposed to be in New Hampshire. I'm supposed to be in Ohio and lots of other places. And they have me sitting here for a Biden trial. It's a Biden trial. And I never saw so many prosecutors. They're all sitting in the room over nothing, over absolutely nothing. There's no crime. There's no anything here. And that's what these legal scholars say.
Now, doesn't this bother? What's going on with the U.S. Supreme Court? They are supposedly, why even give it the name Supreme Court? They're supposed to be the Supreme Court. And this farce is in a court. And this is happening all over the country. Jim Jordan is doing nothing, head of the Justice Committee, the court committee in Congress. What are you doing, Jim Jordan? Nothing. What are you doing, Supreme Court? Nothing. We're getting a Colombian legal system, a Mexican legal system. Our forebears are rolling in their graves, seeing what's happened. One of the shining stars of America was past tense, our legal system, our standards of law.
How can you bring a case like this? Bragg didn't want to bring it. Bragg is the guy bringing it, and he didn't want to bring it. Went to every agency just about in law enforcement. They all
now remember, Donald Trump at this point has sat all day in his blue suit and red tie, just looking like, you know, and blazingly white shirt. He has sat all day listening to bullshit. All day. And he's the presumptive, he is the leading candidate, the leading prospect for president. Come on, Supreme Court. What is this? Why don't they charge him? You know, there's no case. Does this mean that in America, henceforth, by the way, here's James. James, thanks for stopping by.
Oh, yes. I guess we're deep in the struggle, Trump versus the deep state, and it's like they're running the Le Dossier of French civil code, guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, and worse than that. Yeah, and even worse than that, because there is no crime. They haven't even alleged a crime.
Right. That's right.
There's no crime alleged.
Should have been kicked out under habeas corpus.
Well, no, there's our legal system. Yeah, our legal system has, you know, it's the people inhabiting the system are totally corrupt. There are no standards. There are no watchdogs or no guidelines or no guide rails. There's nothing that even vaguely resembles justice. And, you know, that this is awful. But here he is. You know, he's been in there, I think, 2 weeks now. This is his entire day.
Yeah.
He shows up in the morning, you know, has a snack for lunch maybe, probably fires off a few of these great Truth Social posts, and then he goes back in the courtroom. And it's draining, sitting there, just sitting in a hard chair in a courtroom all day. And then the next day, then the next day. And this guy, Juan Miguel Merchan, is going to do this for weeks. And then who's next?
Right.
Who's going to be?
Exactly.
Is it going to be Big Fanny? Is it going to be Jack Smith?
You could call it a Kafka.
Yeah, exactly.
Kafka-esque,
absolutely. This is something out of the Twilight Zone. This is right. Surreal. It's bizarre. It's insane. And this is, you know, but now here's the good news. The good news, if any can be, and some good news can be derived from this. The American people are, by and large, a sufficient number of Americans are on to these bastards. They are on to the people doing this. There's enough common sense and intelligence in the American, actual American people, that that Donald Trump is, they are rallying more to Donald Trump because of what's being done to him. This humiliation, this torture, they're rallying to him more. And so, but we'll see what, how many weeks will this go on? And Donald Trump, you know, he's finding a way. You know, he'll post through the night, he'll post on the weekend, he'll go. Oh, here are his speaking engagements. So let's go look at those. By the way, he's going to fly his jet to Waukesha, Wisconsin, on May 1st. Is that tomorrow? Is tomorrow May 1st? Wednesday? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So let's look forward to that, ladies and gentlemen. At 2 p.m. tomorrow, I'll be listening. I'll be tuned in. Waukesha, Wisconsin. And might be pronounced Waukesha. Who knows? Like Kenosha.
I think it's Waukesha.
Waukesha.
I grew up
in
Waukesha.
Oh, okay. So he'll be there, and we'll cover it tomorrow. So you be with us tomorrow, and James might be here too, and we will cover what the president does on Wednesday in Waukesha. And the reason that's happening, Judge Merchan, he takes Wednesday off. Poor little baby. And so thank you, Judge Merchan. If you had a little more of a work ethic, you'd work on Wednesday. And you could keep Donald Trump's chained to a desk another day. But anyway, so he'll be in Waukesha tomorrow. We'll cover it. Oh, wait a minute. Then also tomorrow, we'll cover this as well. At 6 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 5 p.m. my time central, so I'll hear this one too. I'll have this one. I'll have this audio ready for you tomorrow's show. He's going to be in Freeland, Michigan. So, wow, neat. And there's another rally coming up in Wildwood, New Jersey on May 11th, but we'll disregard that for now because we can't think 10 days into the future at this point. It'll all be happening tomorrow, and we'll be covering it on this show. Let me find out where Freeland, Michigan is. I'm not too far from, I'm pretty darn close to Wisconsin. Let's see here. Let's just look up Freeland, Michigan to see where the heck we're going to be tomorrow. It is, what city is it near that we all know? Oh, it's kind of smack dab in the middle of Michigan. Nice. And
I think it was the industrial heart of Wisconsin, Waukesha, and then Milwaukee. These were places that had great industries, which have since been displaced to China and such like.
Well, the city people might be familiar with for Freeland is Saginaw, Michigan.
Right.
And then Waukesha, let's just take a look there, and let's just look over and see what is that near. And you lucky folks that are going to be able to go to that tomorrow.
For example, there's the Waukesha engine. It's a brand of large stationary reciprocating engines. Which was started around 1916. These are heavy industrial engines. Now, whether they're made there now, I don't know. And I sense that someone has left the airwaves, which I can only wonder. Waukesha was an independent supplier of gasoline engines, diesel engines, multi-fuel engines, gasoline, kerosene, ethanol, LNG, propane, mini truck, tractor, heavy equipment, automobile, boat, ship, and engine generator manufacturers. 1906, the Waukesha Motor Company was founded in Waukesha, Wisconsin. 1957, Waukesha bought the Climax Engineering Company of Clinton, Iowa. Also a noted builder, large engine. Then things began to change in the 70s, I believe.
Waukesha. Thank you, James, for taking over. Something happened. The sound in the sound stream somewhere.
As long as they heard me.
We're back. Yeah, they heard you, so that's good.
This Waukesha was a fantastic manufacturing operation for the United States of America. It was absolutely fantastic. I knew about it when I was a kid. And of course, I've been away for 30 years. I come back and everything's been sold to China.
Oh, okay. Well, it's
super fantastic, super large engines for ships, trucks, power plants, you name it.
Okay,
this was,
very good.
The place for industry in America. My father bought over $1 million worth of engines from the Wisconsin Engine Company in Milwaukee, by the way, over a 30-year period.
Well, yeah, and, you know, that's what that part of the country, among others, you know, we had America, we had the world's finest machinists, the world's finest engineers.
Yes.
You know, in every industry.
And the reason was because America was open for immigration of skilled engineers and technicians from places like Germany, you see. Wisconsin is very German.
You're telling me. My German ancestors, my middle name is a German name. Wallerat is a German name. That's my middle name. And that name, those Germans, came through Wisconsin. So you're talking to part of that group.
Right.
Well, all right. We'll be God right bless. Back, folks. James, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
And you know, there's a pattern to these two events that we'll cover tomorrow, one in Freeland, think Saginaw, Michigan, and Waukesha.
Yeah.
There's a pattern to these things that's a real winning pattern that Donald Trump has developed, which is, and I've been to four of them, What he does, he flies in his, let me open a link and look at this one here in Waukesha. He flies in.
Waukesha is 24 minutes west of Milwaukee, which is on
Yes, he flies in, and then he has his pilot taxi Trump Force One right up to the crowd, right up to the bleachers, right, which his team has set up in advance. And it's beautiful how it's done, with giant American flags suspended from cranes, speaker systems, everything done perfectly. And so it's right there on the tarmac that the president holds these airport rallies. And because it's outdoors, the crowd can be expanded outwards to a very large number of people. And then the other, what he's doing in Waukesha, he's at a county expo center, which is like a county fairground or a county auditorium. And those have worked out very, very, very well. So it'll be two great events in two states, swing states, Michigan and Wisconsin. You know, the president, you know, this is one thing. This is what Jeanine Pirro said yesterday. She said, you know what the American public is learning from watching Donald Trump undergo this ordeal, this torture, this star chamber? It doesn't slow him down. He's not daunted.
Right.
He is not bowed. He's flying all over the country. He's giving energizing right. speeches to us. And so what is the public learning? Jeanine Pirro said it so well yesterday. They're learning this man's a fighter. This man is tough. And this is the man you want in charge of your people and your country. This is the guy.
And who, obviously he's one to imitate. You see, the power of imitation here is important for the country. If Donald Trump can do it, we can all do it, you see.
Yeah, exactly. And for children going, wow. Right. You know, the leader is a leader. You know, there's someone I can look up to. And I don't need to be depressed or dismayed by life. And, you know, think of what this looks like to children. Think of the effect Donald Trump has on the children of America. This is a hero. This is a larger-than-life giant. And
also, the great beers of the United States, the great beers. Waukesha's water was famous in the 19th century, and you've got the famous beers from the Milwaukee area.
Well, we'll be out there virtually. James and I will be out there tomorrow, so
I can't
don't
come
miss
tomorrow. I'll have to wait till Thursday. Sorry.
Okay.
Tomorrow I'm busy.
We'll hold your beer for you. We'll hold your beer for you,
all
James.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. See you all tomorrow night.
Thanks,
Jim.
Thank you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.